Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Good day to you, sir.
So, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
So, big New Year's.
This is it.
Coming, right?
End. 2017 done.
Yeah, now, you know, I know you look back and you're miserable about every year. You know, I always look back and I'm positive about every year.
I'm adopting a PMA.
What does that mean?
Positive mental attitude.
I like that. That's very good. Well,
but it's done. It's over.
That doesn't sound positive, though. That does not sound positive.
Well, there's a whole new year to look forward
to. Okay, there you go.
There's the positivity.
I can look back and be positive, too. How do you like that? The miracle, right?
A lot of good happened. A lot of bad happened. But, you know,
Let me tell you something that's miserable for me, all right?
Okay.
The other day, I got my fourth flat in 5 weeks.
You
got
to be kidding.
I must be driving like over a bed of nails
somewhere.
Or there's
somewhere. Construction somewhere.
I don't know
somebody's
what's
building
going on.
Something in
but
your
why are you people throwing nails on the street? And I go to like the auto mall service, right? Tim mm-hmm. is the guy there. He's wonderful. He's a beautiful guy. And he says to me, Monsignor, I got a whole drawer of nails that came out of your tire.
Wow.
I mean, it's incredible.
You know, maybe you like going over there and seeing them.
And 3 weeks ago, I had to get a new tire because the nail went in the side. I think when it goes in the side, there's a rule.
It's done.
Right, you can't do it.
Done.
So I had to get a new tire. Then the new tire got a flat. So, like, it's unbelievable. And now, do you know one more thing? May I rant for a moment?
Okay.
They also put nitrogen in tires now.
Right.
So then I fill it with regular air, and that spoils it.
Oh.
So it's a new year. No flats. That's the goal. No flats. God's going to bless this new year. That's what we're looking at on Religion Rock, celebrating the great gift of the new year and what it's all about in our lives and how it touches us and moves us to something better. Here's Pink Floyd. This one's called Time.
Starting down. one day closer to death. Song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.
There's kind of a funny reality that's present in all of this. And the funny reality, I mean, it could be sad too, but I think I kind of look at it as funny, that time does pass, right? We, you know, it's amazing. Like, as much as we want to slow it down, as much as we say, wow, you know, you look sometimes and you say, this is incredible. Like, if you're like me, you know, you can think back 25 years very easily. Like, it doesn't take me a lot to think back 25 years. Somebody asked me the other day, can you remember, do you have any memories when you were 3 or 4 years old? And I actually, you know, I do. I have a few. I don't have a ton, but I have a few. And they say, that's incredible to be able to look back that many years. It's kind of true. Like, over 50 years you can look back. And that's that great gift of memory, you know? That's also part of the tragedy of losing your memory, right? That's one of the, you know, crazy things about dementia and Alzheimer's. It's so sad about it, is you lose that ability to look and have a sense of what time is about. Time's a good thing for us. It's a necessary thing because it's what pushes us along and gives us opportunities. And sort of time, really, if you think about it, it's connected to hope. You know, God gives us this gift of time. So there's time in our lives to turn things around. There's time in our lives to say we're sorry to the people we hurt. And we got to utilize that time to the best we can. And I think that's an important component of this, is to not waste time, right? That was David Cassidy's last words. At least that's what they reported. So much wasted time. That would be a horrible thing to look back on my deathbed and say that. You know, I'd rather say, could I have another meatball? You know, because to be able to look back and say, yeah, I really use the time I was given by God, you know? And there's something about using that time that's so important, especially as we look forward to a new year. Here's Jethro Tull. This is called Living in the Past. Jethro Tull, living in the past, that's kind of a difficult thing because it's hard to propel forward, you know, when we're living back then. It's one thing to have memory, and memory's a good thing, you know, like sometimes memory that, you know, the barbecue's hot, so you need to use something to open it up. You know, you remember the last time you didn't do that and you got burned. Well, that's how we kind of learn in life sometimes, is that experiential thing that God gives us to say, yeah, you know, you got to watch that. You go through the stop sign, you can get a ticket. So all of that stuff is ways that we learn, but living in the past is a lot more dangerous in a way because we haven't allowed the present to kind of help us to grow. Matter of fact, before we started the show, you know, Sheldon and I were just talking about that, like how 25 years ago, like we were both different guys living different lives in a way. And some of the things like wisdom teaches us as time goes on, you know, you let go of some stuff and you move on to other stuff. Even like if I look back at my preaching, it's interesting. Like I keep all my homilies, you know, I look at my preaching like 25 years ago, I say, wow, you know, I'm so different now than how I preached then. Maybe not even better, but just different because life helps us to grow. So for us, we have to sort of let go of the past a little bit, ask God's help in letting go of the past so we can move on to the future and even move on to the present, because the present is a beautiful gift too. So it's about celebrating that present with eyes on the future that God, I think, is calling us to, with always a respect and love for the past. It's that balance that's going to help us to grow in the end. I think that's important. Here's Counting Crows. This is called A Long December.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving, but the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon. It's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, yeah. Smell all a lot of oysters, but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way that light attaches to a girl. And it's one more day up in the canyons, and it's one more night in Hollywood. Come to California, I think you should. Na 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 na, na na na. Sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's so long since I've seen the ocean, I guess I should.
I think we've all lived long Decembers in our lives, you know, when things don't go the way we plan. And I think that's part of what we come to realize just as life goes on, that as much as we try to plan our life, you know, I think God has the plan in a sense, and we have to trust in God's plan. Whatever that plan is, we sort of have to grow in our ability to trust that. And that makes a huge difference in our lives when we can do that. Otherwise, we're sort of fighting the natural order. We're fighting God. We're fighting everything that's going on around us to try to live our lives. And that's what makes the months long, you know, when that happens. Sometimes also, it's a time when things just literally don't go the way we plan, right? So, you know, all of a sudden we're sick and we didn't plan on being sick. All of a sudden we've lost our job. We don't plan on losing our job. But those kinds of things, you know, maybe if we look at that in the positive way, there are opportunities for us to grow. There are opportunities for us to change our mindset, to change our lives, to change our career. There are things that we can do in the midst of it all that can kind of become a positive outcome of these long Decembers that we all experience. So in our lives, we have great choices, you know, and I think part of that choice is also to rely on God, to rely on faith, to rely on a direction that we might not be able to see because we only see like 10 trees. You know, God, of course, sees the whole forest. And so it's about recognizing that and saying, yeah, I have to trust more. And I have to be able to let go a little bit more so that, you know, I can live through this stuff and recognize that there's hope on the other side of the tunnel. Here's Foreigner. This is called Feels Like the First Time.
Feels like the very first time. It feels
know if your life's like my life. We've lived a lot of New Year's, right? And the recognition that's necessary, I think, to kind of get that fresh look for this new beginning that's coming upon us is, can we make it like the first time, you know, or the last time? I know there was a priest I used to see a lot. You know, he's since passed away, but he used to say all the time, when I celebrate Mass, I try to celebrate Mass like it's my last Mass I'll ever celebrate. This way it's special. Every single Mass is special. I always think about that every time I get vested and I'm getting ready to celebrate a Mass. I say, yeah, you know what? This could be the last. You got to think about that. Like, do a good job, you know? I always think of that when I do a funeral Mass. I say to myself, or a funeral service, I always say to myself, you know, this person is never going to have another funeral service. Like, it's not about me being distracted. It's not about me thinking about something else I have to do. It's about me giving everything I can to this moment right now. Wouldn't that be great if we could do that in all of our life? You know, every day when we greet somebody, say, yeah, this is a moment. I need to be good here. I need to be the best I can be. That kind of prayerfulness that comes from that flow is a good thing for us, because I think it's a reminder to us that there's always that opportunity for that fresh start, for that new beginning. And that's where hope, I think, is born. And that's where the attitudes begin to change. So we want to have a more positive attitude. I think it's got to be born in that, looking at those moments as cherished moments. Even the everyday mundane moments are cherished moments, and they can be very, very special when we look at them from that perspective. Here's John Mellencamp. Your life is now.
Stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. You find those days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life is now. In this undiscovered moment, lift your head up above the crowd. We could shake this world if you would only show us how. Your life is now. Your children to tell the truth. Would you take the high road if you could choose? Do you believe you're a victim of a great compromise? 'Cause I believe you change your mind and change your life.
Your life is now.
that's kind of the ultimate New Year's song, right? Your Life Is Now. That's what it's about. It's about, again, having a sense of reverence for the past, and even in a sense of needing forgiveness for past things we've done that may have hurt other people. But it's about living in the now, not even in the future, but living in the now and recognizing the power of the now. You know, it's a great, great gift to recognize in our lives. People who live in the present generally are smiling a lot. You know, they kind of enjoy life because they recognize, you know, things are good now. I might not have everything I want. I might not have enough money in the bank. I might not have everything I want in every single category of life. But can I celebrate the now? Can I recognize God's with me now? He's blessed me now. Bless my family now. There's something really good happening. I think when we can get to that moment, boy, New Year's makes a lot of sense then, because we could celebrate every New Year in a beautiful and special way. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're celebrating new beginnings as we begin 2018. Here's Sting, Brand New Day.
How many lonely sleepless nights? How many lies? How many fights? And why would you want to put yourself through all of that again? Love is pain, I hear you say. Love is a cruel and bitter way of paying you back for all the faith you ever had in your brain. How could it be that what you need the most could leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. One day you could be looking through an old book in rainy weather. You see a picture of us smiling at you when you were still together. You could be walking down the street and you should get a chance to meet. But that same old smile you've been thinking of all day. As we turn the clock to zero, honey, I'll sell the stock. We'll spend all the money. We're starting up a brand new day. Turn the clock on the way back. I wonder if she'll take me back. Yeah.
You know, when I think about true forgiveness, that really is kind of turning the clock back to zero, isn't it? And there's something really great about that. Forgiving and forgetting, those are the hard things, aren't they, about life? You know, forgiving is one thing and forgetting is kind of tough, right? Forgetting is really, really tough, particularly in areas that like are relational, right? You know, when there's betrayal, when there's lies, oh boy, that really is tough. And I've seen, you know, couples actually live through that kind of thing and try to forgive one another, and it works. You know, it actually has worked. I've seen times when it hasn't too, but there's something about the hard work of forgiving and forgetting that's worth the effort. And I think part of a new year gives us that opportunity, doesn't it? To take a look back and say, you know, what do I really have to let go of? What are the pain and the hurts that have been a part of life for maybe more than just a year that I really need to let go of? And this new year is an opportunity to say, yeah, I'm going to turn the clock to zero, you know, and let's see how we do. Let's see if we can truly forget and start living our lives now and not dwelling on the past hurts, you know, and we all have past hurts. There's nobody listening right now who doesn't. It's about our ability to let them go that's going to make all the difference in the world. Here's Dave Matthews, Where Are You Going?
Pulling down, don't hide away. Like an ocean that you can't see, but you can smell and the sound of waves crash down. I am no Superman. I have no reasons for you. I am no hero, oh, that's for sure. But I do know one thing, it's where you are, it's where I belong. I do know where you go, it's where I wanna be. Where are you going? Where do you go? Are you looking for answers to questions under the stars? Well, if along the way you are growing weary, you can rest with me until a brighter day and you're okay. I am no Superman. I have no answers for you. I am no hero, oh, that's for sure.
Matthews, Where Are You Going? That's part of our lives too. You know, we have to sort of reflect on the direction. I wish that life had a GPS. You know, like I use that Waze app, W-A-Z-E. You ever use that? And it basically tells you everything. I mean, if my Waze friend got on the, you know, my little phone and said to me, make a right turn off the Throg's Neck Bridge into the water, I would do it because I just absolutely, implicitly trust the GPS. And it's so easy now for us all. I remember the days of fuddling around with maps and, you know, cards with addresses on them and all this stuff. None of that anymore, right? We all just follow whatever the GPS says. Life doesn't have that. I wish it did because it would be so great. We'd say, go to the doctor, go get a haircut, make sure you take care of your teeth, you know, get some exercise. All of these crazy things that are part of everyday maintenance are not there, right? Time to pray, time to go to church, not there. So a lot of this stuff is up to us, and we have to really spend that time asking ourselves, where am I going? What are my goals for this year? What can I really do this year and achieve that's realistic, instead of these crazy New Year's resolutions that say, you know, I want to be Tom Cruise by the end of the year. You know, it's not going to happen. So I think we want to look at that and say, yeah, I want to be more aware of myself this year. I want to try to, you know, be a kinder person this year. I want to try to take better care of myself this year. I want to cut back a little bit this year, whatever it is. Those are the things I think that come out of prayer that help us to kind of set the tone for the following year. That's the kind of stuff we can do, even though there's no GPS. A lot of it's in our control, and we can sort of set some achievable goals that can help us along the way. This song was on when I woke up today. ELP, From the Beginning. a bad song to wake up to, right? That's a pretty good one, ELP, from the beginning. You know, interesting, that always reminds me of Psalm 139, and I'll tell you why. It says, Lord, you search me and you know me. You know all my moves. You know all about me. You know every hair on my head. That always stuck in my head because, well, there's less hair now than there was. But the other reality is that, can you imagine, like, a God who knows us that well? Everybody on earth that well. Well, that has to be God, right? Because who could possibly do that? There's something amazing about that when you think about it, that we're so intimately known. Sometimes, you know, we look at God, I think, and faith as kind of corporate. And there's this big, you know, God that doesn't know us and we just kind of go and we're in the mob. No, actually, you know, we're very intimately known. And that's kind of what we believe from the beginning, that God so loved the world, he sent his son so we could all kind of be changed by that. There's something beautiful about that. And that's a very, very personal kind of thing. So, yeah, there's a personal God who loves you and loves me and knows our talents and gifts and wants us to use them. That's a great fresh start, if you ask me. Hey, here's John Lennon. This is called Just Like Starting Over.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly.
This album, Double Fantasy, doesn't have great memories for me. I remember buying it right after John Lennon was shot and killed, and it kind of always echoes back to that sad memory of the Beatles kind of being broken up forever. And, you know, in our lives, we always have those memories, right? We have difficult memories in our life, but it's about propelling them forward, even though this song is a song full of hope about starting over. That's so true in our lives. You know, we have that opportunity to start over, even with the bad memories, even with the difficult times. That's so important. Here's Yes, this is called Changes.
some changes, I'll never be the same. Something you did touch me, there's no one else to blame.
To have.
Ah, yes, there's always going to be changes. Ah, yes, no matter what, the hair's going to start going gray at some point or another in all of our lives. But the reality is that God is with us in the midst of our lives. God is with us in the midst of the new years and calling us to more, you know, calling us to something better. And so we pray that 2018 is a year blessed for this earth, and it's a year that's a blessing for us, and a year of peace, and a year where more people can worship their faith and not have to worship in fear. We pray for all of that, and we ask God to help us to be the best we can be. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vaughn, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. 2018. Stephen, this is your year, Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.